Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Honoring Queen Kapi'olani on Women's International Day. March is Women's History Month, a chance to recognize women's varied, and often under-recognized, accomplishments throughout history. March is also Social Work Month, which honors the contributions made toward the betterment of society. And today is International Women's Day, so it is befitting to honor Hawaii's Queen Kapi'olani. In the annals of Hawaiian history, one name shines brightly as a beacon of grace, intelligence, and unwavering commitment to the welfare of her people. Julia Kapi'olani Napola Kapuokakai was born December 31, 1834, in Hilo to High Chief Kuhio Kalanianole and High Chiefess Kanoiki Kekaulike of Kauai, whose father was King Kaumualii, the last king of an independent Kauai before its cession to Kamehameha the Great. From a young age, Kapi'olani was immersed in the traditions and customs of her people, fostering a deep connection to her heritage. Kapi'olani moved from Hilo to Oahu as a teenager under the protection and custody of Kamehameha III. On March 7, 1852, she married High Chief Bennett Namakeha o Kalani, the uncle of Queen Emma. He was some 30 years senior to Kapi'olani, and he passed December 27, 1860, leaving her a young widow. He was buried on Kapi'olani's birthday, on grounds of Iolani Palace. On December 19, 1863, Kapi'olani married David Kalakaua, who later became King Kalakaua, solidifying her position as queen consort. Their union was not only a partnership in marriage but also a collaboration in their shared vision for the betterment of Hawaii. As queen consort, Kapi'olani embraced her role with dignity and a sense of duty. Queen Kapi'olani was a passionate advocate for the preservation of Hawaiian culture and traditions during a time when Western influences were rapidly encroaching upon the islands. She played a pivotal role in supporting and promoting traditional Hawaiian arts, language, and hula. Kapi'olani understood the importance of cultural identity in maintaining the integrity of the Hawaiian people. Queen Kapi'olani's visits to the Kalaupapa Leprosy Settlement in Kalawao County, Molokai, commencing July 21, 1884, were significant events that showcased her compassion and dedication to the well-being of those affected by leprosy, Hansen's disease. The queen risked her own life when she visited the settlements. Mycobacterium leprae is the bacterium responsible for causing leprosy. Europeans generally have an immune system designed to defend against those bacteria. There are some data that suggest Hawaiians are peculiarly vulnerable to leprosy due to genes PARC2 and PACRG on chromosome 6. The former gene makes one susceptible to becoming infected with the disease, and the latter makes the disease lethal. Generally, Hawaiians didn't have immunity against the myriad of pathogens brought to the islands by foreigners. In 1887, Queen Kapi'olani founded the Kapi'olani Home for Girls, aiming to provide education for the daughters of individuals residing in the Kalaupapa Leprosy Settlement. She also regularly met with the Sisters of St. Francis, who ran the receiving station for leprosy patients in Kaka'ako. Queen Kapi'olani's presence in the Kalaupapa Leprosy Settlement not only provided comfort and companionship to the residents but also contributed to raising awareness about the challenges they faced. Her commitment to understanding and addressing the needs of the affected individuals further solidified her legacy as a compassionate and caring leader in Hawaiian history. Queen Kapi'olani was deeply committed to the welfare of her subjects. She actively supported various charitable organizations and initiatives aimed at improving the lives of the Hawaiian people. Her compassion and dedication earned her the admiration and love of her subjects, as she tirelessly worked to address social issues such as poverty and healthcare. Notably, Queen Kapi'olani played a key role in the establishment of the Kapi'olani Maternity Home, later known as the Kapi'olani Medical Center for Women and Children. This institution, founded in 1890, continues to be a leading healthcare facility in Hawaii, a testament to the Queen's enduring impact on the well-being of mothers and children. After becoming the Dowager Queen, Kapi'olani left the Iolani Palace and lived out the remainder of her life at her private residence Pu'ulelani in Waikiki, where the Hyatt Regency Waikiki now stands. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.